Falling autumn leaves from the wind and the trees have something written on them that once belonged to me. Like the music of your laughter when I said, come on in. Or the sound of satin sliding across your velvet skin. And the color of the sky when the cold wind blows. Or the blue of your eyes and the shape of your nose. No matter how hard I try to hold on to the past, it's like a snowflake on your tongue or your breath on the glass. Leaves mock me in their dancing as they spin so fast away, knowing I can't ever catch them in their lunatic ballet. They steal away fragments from the temple of my mind, leaving only mirrors and moon dust and quicksilver behind. And me, I only know that something serious is broken. It's a never-ending sorrow for the saints of the awoken. And if I could look back to the times I have forgotten, the tears would flow like deluge over all the mist begotten. How empty the avenue appears, the trees at last stripped bare. There's someone I can near recall who once walked with me there. With gentle amputations, my past has been excised. It's the shadow of a ghost, of the echo of a life. A burden has been lifted beyond all of my regretting. I only hope the ache is the absence of forgetting. I don't know what forward is, but I cannot go back. Just like Neil said, out of the blue into the black. When memory leaves, it doesn't leave a thing behind. No breadcrumbs, calling cards, or clues to the crime. No forwarding address or a shred of evidence. So pack it up and leave it and move on to the next. I guess they've taken everything. Not much that I can do. The only thing I wish I had was one last thought of you.